Off the ball. Rugby.
I think Prendergast is going to be the 10 in the World Cup in 27. I think his ceiling is higher. I think he's got more natural ability than Crowley.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Ange Postecoglou and Arne Slot react to their club's FA Cup fourth round exits. Pressure mounts on Rangers boss Philippe Clement after their Scottish Cup defeat at the hands of Queen's Park, and tributes paid to former Newcastle United striker. But first, the huge news that broke this morning that the League of Ireland is returning to your airwaves. Starting Friday, Off the Ball will broadcast 30 live Premier Division matches this season. A minimum of 15 games will be broadcast on News Talk, and all will be available via the Off the Ball app. The live coverage will add to your weekly League of Ireland podcast and our Friday night League of Ireland late night Twitter space. League of Ireland director Mark Scanlon explained the surge of interest in the league when announcing the deal on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast.
I think there's a number of factors with it. I mean, certainly from my point of view as a lifelong fan, it's always been cool from my point of view, and trying to spread that message, whether it was across to friends or colleagues, over the years has been one that we, most of us as League of Ireland fans, have always preached. But I think over the last number of years, certainly it's become more accessible. So I think we've done some great work around LOI TV, for example, bringing all of the games to everybody on a more regular basis. Some brilliant work across social media, which means it's more visible, and we know that's where a lot of today's audience will be on a daily basis. So by just making sure that the league has become more mainstream, I think people have realised the quality of football that we have on our doorstep. I think the clubs have done an amazing job over the last number of years developing both their academy systems and the work in the community. And I think there was probably a disconnect there before with the clubs and maybe the local community. And the clubs would have been seen as a men's senior team playing in a men's senior league only. But now they have a much wider reach. As I mentioned, some of the work that goes on in the communities is fantastic. And the fact that young kids now in the academy system are playing with the club from such a young age means there's a much stronger connection there with people in their own local communities. And all of that has helped rise the attendances, and with the rise in attendances, the atmosphere has obviously increased. So the match day environment around League of Ireland football is something I think that's unrivaled. It's brilliant, and we want to see that continue and attendances grow in the future.
One thing that has been very sporadic over the last few years is that you can never get a consistency of when a game would be shown on TV. So it was very difficult for the casual fan to really get into it. But this season should be a game changer for at least the next 4 years. Do you envision transferring, say, a casual TV viewer flicking by into a League of Ireland fan come the end of this season? Would that be a goal as well?
Yeah, I think when you look at the broadcast landscape, you can see that every single year, consistently, top of the ratings are sports events every single year. You know, a few exceptions around that, in and around the Late Late Toy Show and others, that would be consistently at the top as well. But sports events are always there. So we know the Irish public are huge sports fans. We know that people get behind our teams, whether at international level or local level, or, you know, provincial in rugby or county in GAA. And Irish fans are really get behind our own local products. So we want to just make sure that that continues into the League of Ireland. And a key part of that is making sure that we had that level of consistency. So with a game a week now on TV, a game a week on radio, everything else on LOI TV, and the continued improvement of social media coverage from ourselves at the league, and also with each of the clubs, I think every Friday night it'll be impossible to miss the League of Ireland. So it's a really exciting time.
So don't forget, Off the Ball's live coverage of this season's League of Ireland Premier Division begins this Friday with the meeting of champions Shelburne and Derry City. Make sure you miss nothing by signing up to become an Off the Ball member now. Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou feels it's unfair to judge the performances of his team given the lengthy injury list. Spurs will end the season without a domestic trophy after they followed a Carabao Cup semi-final loss with a 2-1 defeat away to Aston Villa in the fourth round of the FA Cup. But Postecoglou says defining his squad by their current results is foolhardy.
Whether they would do or not, look, I was saying in there, I mean, if you take 9 or 10... A back four of Vicario, Dragosin, Romero, Van de Ven, Udogie, Madison, Johnson, Solanke, Odegaard, Werner. Take them out of any... How did Liverpool go today? And that's, they just did that for one game. Now, do that for 2.5 months. Any team, do that for 2.5 months in multiple competitions. I don't care about me. People will judge me and whatever. But you can't judge this group of players on what's happened the last 20. They've given everything. The performance... I said, two 18-year-olds, a 17-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 21-year-old goalkeeper starting against, you know, one of the best teams in country at home. They've had a week off. They didn't play Thursday night against Liverpool. We did. Same group of players, not a change. You know, you can't measure this group of players on that and their performance and where they're at. It's too easy for people to be critical of them. I just have huge admiration and respect for them. We kind of knew this game was going to be almost the finishing line because we knew what was coming ahead in terms of midweeks off and getting some players back. But they tried their hardest, and that's all you can ask.
And you know people will still judge you?
Yeah. I'm not talking about me. People can judge me. They can say I've done a bad job. That's fine. I'm not up to it or whatever. What I'm saying is you can't be critical of players and players' performance during this time. Because if you do, then do that with everyone else. Yeah. Like I said, be as critical of other clubs when they've got 9 or 10, 11 players out. And none of them have. And have to play every week. Not just for one game. So I'm not just saying we had to do it today. We've been doing this since the middle of November. And you can't judge performance of these players or critique them on what they've done. All they've done is given all they can, and that's all you can ask for. Me, that's not of interest to me. My responsibility at this football club is this group of players and this team to get them to play in the manner I want them to that will bring us success. Now, whether people think I can do that or not, that's for others to judge. But there's got to be a better appreciation for what a very small group of players have been doing for the last 2.5 months. It can't be that people think that that's an excuse. That's just not anywhere near close to objective analysis. That's just agenda-driven stuff. If it's to get rid of me, then that's fine. You know, good on you. Go for it a million times. But in terms of this group of players, like I said, what they've given over the last 2.5 months has been outstanding. It's a credit to them. I can't speak highly enough of them.
Next up for Tottenham is Sunday's visit of Manchester United to North London.
And he's going to face Ryan Hardy here. It's a stalwart Plymouth player and 6 season standing. And Hardy, the Scot, beats Kelleher, the Irishman. And Plymouth Argyle, who hold up the rest of the championship, lead the club that is cutting a sway through Europe. The Pilgrims' progress. One of the very best days in Plymouth Argyle's long and chequered history. The most surprising result of this season's FA Cup. The Premier League leaders are out.
Nicola, I think, how many now? 2-3 games as a Plymouth player, and you've just beaten Liverpool.
I love it. That's why I came here. I recognised from the first day with a new coach, energy and everything. So it's a beautiful day for everyone here, but it's just a start from us, and it's good to gain the confidence on this, but they have a hell of a job to work on in the future.
Meanwhile, Liverpool's faint hopes of a quadruple went up in smoke at Home Park yesterday, with a much changed team going down 1-0 to the Championship's bottom side, Plymouth. Liverpool's day was compounded by a hamstring injury sustained by Joe Gomez. The defender was making only his first appearance since a hamstring problem in December.
I think we all know which moment he felt a bit insecure about, because he didn't sprint back fully. And then he said, yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm afraid if I make one extra sprint that things will go wrong. So I don't know exactly where he is. He's not torn, I assume, but it didn't feel good for him, and that was a bit of a blow because Curtis Jones was on the bench, but he came to me this morning and said, "I don't think I'm fully recovered yet," as well, after the training session of yesterday, and that all of a sudden led to the fact that we were with a few more youngsters on the pitch than was the idea before the game, but still there was enough quality on the pitch to get a better result than this.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner wants to use the hurt of previous knockout experiences to fuel their FA Cup campaign. The Premier League side head to the lowest ranked side left in the competition, fourth tier Doncaster, in the last 32 tonight. Glasner says he's still disappointed they lost to Arsenal in the EFL Cup quarterfinals. He won't be taking Rovers lightly.
If we are sloppy or think we are better, yeah, and we don't have to invest, then this is why the cup is so famous and attractive, because then surprises can happen, but we don't want it that this will be at Doncaster.
Rangers did little to ease the pressure on boss Philippe Clement as they were knocked out of the Scottish Cup with a 1-0 defeat at home to Queen's Park. Captain James Tavernier had a stoppage time penalty saved at Ibrox. Aberdeen are into the quarterfinals thanks to a 3-0 win over Dunfermline. Hearts will look to join them when they go to St Mirren tonight. And tributes have been paid to former Newcastle striker John Tudor, who's died at the age of 74. Having started his career with his home side Ilkeston Town, he was signed by Jimmy Hill to Coventry City, but it took a move to Sheffield United until Tudor's career caught fire. He scored 33 goals in 78 appearances, which earned him a move to Newcastle. In six seasons in Tyneside, he helped them reach the FA Cup final in 1974 when he formed a lethal partnership with Malcolm MacDonald. Tudor scored 74 goals in more than 200 games in a Newcastle jersey, where he was also an Anglo-Italian Cup winner and twice lifted the Texaco Cup.